You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, we are back. In the words of Jim Rome, that's Mike Stone. Rico on vacation, Kenny back from vacation, David back from vacation, and I want to apologize. David had a funeral Friday. I almost made a boo-boo there. Okay, we're ready to roll, but Stoney, you're amped up, and you wanted to, before we get into Lions news.
Yes, I want to congratulate publicly the one, the only Kenny Cott for getting married over the weekend.
Thank you, Stone. You know, appreciate it.
It's a wonderful thing.
He didn't annul it yet either.
All of us have all gone through it. And, you know, the fact that Kenny had a destination wedding in the thumb is kind of unique. But you know what?
What, Harlan County, Kentucky was booked?
No. We're not starting my marriage like this, Michael. Stop it.
Why? You started it eating squirrel. What the hell's the difference?
You know, some people go to, you know, the Dominican. Some people go to Costa Rica. Some people go to Tecumseh. He goes.
He's an up north guy, dude.
I know.
You got to let it go. It's Kenny's culture. I know. He enjoys up north. It's his thing.
I know.
And it's a beach town. I'll tell you now. It was Caseville is where we ended up going, and it was it's where a lot of her family is from. And we went there. It was great beach wedding. It was terrific.
That's great.
Now you were scared bleepless for no good reason, which I told you multiple times. Did everything go okay?
Everything went swimmingly, better than I possibly could have expected.
Thank God. Because if you were with Kenny the week prior, he was ready to drop dead of a widowmaker.
Ooh.
He was so nervous. And I'm like, dude, relax. It's all good. Like, all the planning's done. You just show up, don't get drunk, and follow the cues.
Right. We'll
be fine.
You don't get nervous until you're like an old guy like me. I got nervous. I officiated my nephew's wedding in May.
That's terrifying.
And I'm sitting there saying, oh my God, what if I have to go to the bathroom in the middle before I'm doing the vow? So I loaded up on Imodium. I didn't want to take I didn't want to take a chance on screwing up this wonderful day for these two wonderful people.
How far down the list did he have to go to find you to officiate it?
I don't know. I guess James Capers Jr. was not available.
My God. So hold on. Kenny, yeah. Now you had your honeymoon.
Yes.
You sure?
Go on.
No, I mean, you comfortable with the decision you've made?
Oh, on marrying this woman? Yes, Michael, okay. I have.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Drove around the UP. Drove around up north.
They actually did a tour of meth labs. It's a very curated experience.
No. I'm not going to let this happen. That is my wedding. It's one of the most important days of my life. I will not have you.
It's second only to Mo Sider getting drafted.
That's correct.
Yes.
Actually, third after he got the Calder or whatever.
It's also the most on-brand thing. He comes back from his wedding and honeymoon, Mo Sider t-shirt.
That's right.
It's back. All right,
well,
David.
You know how you fish for catfish? You know, you go out there and yeah, now he was hunting for raccoons.
No, David. We're not doing that about my marriage.
Did you go to Iron Mountain?
No, we did not.
You did not see run into Tom Izzo?
No, did not. Did not do that.
He was on the morning show today.
Have things changed at home at all?
Literally not in the least bit.
Well, welcome. We hope you're rested.
Congratulations.
Because now we're going to blink and it's going to be Christmas. And the only thing in between is work. So I hope you had your fun. Now it's time to play.
Well, at least there's football. I mean, we got that. It's hard to survive a summer doing what we do sometimes because it just feels arduous. It feels like it drags out, but football
will help.
See,
I love summer. I love summer because I love being able to expand what we talk about. And honestly, summer's the respite. Like summer, you gear up for football. Football's a gauntlet, especially now. Think of the NFL. Once NFL kicks off, you're going straight through April.
Right. I mean, we have, thankfully, something else to talk about besides just football because we have a baseball team, no matter how difficult they are to watch at times, who are going to be in the playoffs. So you have some playoff baseball for a little bit.
Okay.
What?
No. You're fine. I just don't want to go down that pathway. Okay, I find them extremely frustrating to watch.
They are. Saturday, I wanted to, put needles in my face.
So it was one for 30 with runners in scoring position.
They should have been up 8-0, and the next thing you know, they're losing 3-2.
David, do you have any final words to congratulate Kenny on his marital bliss? And will you be counseling Kenny and his bride?
I will not be counseling.
Be very careful with what you say next.
That's all I'm saying. I will not be counseling.
More importantly, I just thought about this.
Oh, dear. Now you need to be careful.
Yes. Who officiated your wedding?
It's actually Hulk Hogan.
No, it's actually a former.
He's passed. You have to come up with a live wrestler.
I can't name too many. Yes, Kenny.
He's actually a former producer. Used to work here. His name is Josh Nagy. He was one of my best friends.
Yeah. I didn't know that you guys were that friendly.
Oh, yeah. How is a great guy like that friends with a lowlife like you?
Again, with this post slant.
Nagy was one of my favorite people when he was here. He's a lovely
guy. Is he still on the air in Toledo?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was Toledo either.
Wasn't it?
Didn't he go to Akron?
It was Akron, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. The point is, lovely guy. What's he doing mixed up with you?
Been boys since we used to work at a grocery store together before
really?
College.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating. All right, David, go ahead.
Now, my question was,
okay.
The reason I asked, because you have a man of the cloth right next to you.
Be careful, okay?
You could have had him do the officiating.
I didn't receive an invitation. So.
Well, what that's about.
Yeah.
Well, nobody here received an invitation, especially in the thumb.
You would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
Kennedy actually set up a perimeter.
I was going to say, David, you're welcome for that because you wouldn't have wanted to drive through what I had to drive through to get there.
Where the hell was this?
I mean, it was in Caseville, so it was very much in the thumb, but the types of people that you would run into are not the types of people that would get along with David and Stoney in particular.
David, let's sing Kumbaya because we are those people.
Oh, my.
I guess
NC State's football helmets. Do we really need two separate drops of me and Jim Costa talking about football helmets?
David, I guess Sammy Davis Jr. never played the thumb.
Wow. Live from the sands.
You and Costa would have fit right in the outskirts of that town, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy. All right, listen. David, if you take a text. And then
they got signed, David. It says, no one-eyed black Jews allowed.
What am I?
Keep Sammy away.
I am speechless.
I was going to say, Mike, be careful with what drop you decide to play.
Stoney's off his meds. Look out. David, some ticket text. And what does your shirt say?
It's a God shirt.
Oh, I can tell. Okay.
Someone is asking, did you ruin the reception by getting, blank-faced?
No, absolutely okay. not. Right. I'll be honest with you. I'll clear it up. I had one drink beforehand just to calm the jitters. I was absolutely
Well,
fine.
The way I heard is you were so nervous, I'm surprised you didn't, get wasted beforehand.
No. It was actually, I was more nervous here talking about it on Friday than I was actually during the moments.
How'd the possum stew turn out, Kenny? Right.
This is why Scott you filter out ticket texts.
Oh, that's a good text. What are you talking about? Is baby cot in the oven?
No, baby cot is not in the oven.
Just standing near Jeremy Otto, that's like Chernobyl with radiation.
With the three people behind him.
Kenny was playing the washboard.
And his other friends were on spoons.
He wore a washboard with a bow tie. That was his tux bib. Okay. All right. Yes, Kenny?
No, I'm just going to have Jeremy up back here screen calls for the rest of the day.
That's fine.
It's been good.
Hey, anything that keeps him from getting his wife pregnant again. Sure. Just keep Jeremy in this building.
Idle hands are the devil's tools. That's what Jeremy has.
Okay. Let's get to the Lions.
Okay.
I have declarative statements out. I have three declarative statements. I want to know if you agree with one, two, all three, or Mike, you're out of your mind.
Okay.
Can we do that next?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Kenny, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, well, well. You know, I have to add something to Rico's opinion. And it only makes me believe what he's saying a little bit more. That while it's absolutely justified and well overdue, long overdue, that Sergei gets his number retired, that it's also a, hey, don't look over here, look over there, that the team is bad. Do you know what night they're retiring Sergei's jersey?
Yep. The ultimate spice store.
Monday night. Not a week, like, that is the ultimate... Let's steal a sellout move. And they got a business to run, but I'm just shooting you straight. Here's the other thing. If you want an added layer that's fun, did you see who they're playing?
Yes. That's why I said it's the ultimate spite story.
It is. You tried to lure him away 30 years ago. But, like, still, the Monday night thing, yeah. Okay. That kind of couldn't just make that a Saturday, could you? Monday night. David, ticket text. Not only the Sergei thing, but what are the other old bits that need to die?
I always used to love Miggy was in the best shape of his life every spring. That's from Connor. Glad it's gone, but I don't want it to come back. Tom in Flat Rock says, can we kill off January, February Izzo?
Yes.
Please.
You know what? Royalty of the show sent me a text. Caller DJ. He wants to kill off Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
Is that an old bit yet? Can you say that yet? I mean, I understand it's annoying and it's a you know, a little bit tired, but I don't think it's at the level of like SOL.
It's right,
you know,
up there. It's right up there with Usher. Grit.
A little, yeah, for sure.
Well, it happened in last night's Tiger game. Again, they did the chant again.
Can I also add one as a not Michigan State fan, as a neutral observer of the rivalry of Michigan-Michigan State?
Sure.
Add little brother. If I hear the words little brother come out of anybody's mouth again, I think it's
you gonna
ridiculous.
Hit us with a pillow?
Yeah, we'll hit you with the biggest down feather pillow I can find.
Thank you. Is that your thoughts as a married man now?
As a married man, let me tell you boys something. Those are my thoughts.
Speaking of that, someone says, I'm an MSU fan, but the term Spartan dogs drives me nuts. It's an old bit that needs to go.
What about the woodshed? See, no one even knows that one. That's like a program thing. And by the way, you're not good enough to call it anything other than a toilet bowl.
Not the deep end?
Definitely not.
Someone says, now that Fedorov gets his jersey retired, can we now get rid of Isaiah Thomas not making the 92 Olympic team? Old bit, get over it, from Dan in Trenton.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with it. Let's go to Harrison to lead the show off. Harrison, how you doing, buddy?
Good. You guys have brought up some good ones, but I want to bring up one that I know Mike will be very appreciative of.
Okay.
32 Spartans, 21 Michigan. That one in touchdown MSU, George, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, George.
George, the game's been over for 3 days.
George, we wrapped the post game by the time you said touchdown MSU. Rico's in Williamston. Yeah, Harrison, I'm absolutely with you.
Oh, the wheel teaming.
At the 10, at the 5. What do you mean at the 5? I hear the band playing.
Oh, no. Nothing is funnier than trouble with the snap. And Strayhorn is already celebrating. He's like, yeah, he's at the 20. He's like, yeah, he scored. Thanks. Thanks for giving it away, Jason.
Rico, when you, in crosstalk, when you brought up the Fedorov thing, I almost did a comedy fall reaching for my phone because I've been fired up about this all day. Mm-hmm. It's not just the distraction from that the team is bad. Mike started to approach it in the last segment with they're trying to steal a sellout. If you start looking at some of the message boards with the season ticket holders, you're seeing stuff like the box office is going to start at $200 to get in. $200, I love the NHL. $200 for a Monday night regular season NHL game is robbery. Absolute robbery. And it's the thing that gets me the most is it's Chris Ilitch and the Ilitch's ego drag this out so long, and now he's going to financially benefit from it, and he's done it in the way that he can most financially benefit. It's so disingenuous in so many ways, and I'm happy for Sergey. It needed to happen, but like, it's so beyond disingenuous and transparent what they're doing.
Well, and Harrison, let me add to it, because I think it's important. I think you make a good point, but you can't stop with local ownership. This is all sports. This is where sports has crossed the rainbow bridge into vomit land. Nothing feels real anymore. Everything's a grift. When the NFL is charging the military to honor the military, we've kind of lost ourselves a little bit.
It's like when I said right before the show, I'm like, hey, Mike, your team just got sold. Finally, the Celtics, $6.1 billion. You're like, it doesn't even feel real. Yeah, can they expect the price to go up to 7.8 by 2028?
Right, because all this is now is a piece of a private equity portfolio. It's not even real anymore. You have private equity buying college football programs. Is it still a school? No. So look, I'm with Harrison there. My only point is it's not one owner. It's seemingly all owners. Everything's a grift all the time. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, okay, Sergey's getting it done. Here's the problem. The passion for Sergey's jersey getting retired died over 10 years ago.
I was about to say, about 10 years ago, it got to the point where it was just never going to happen.
Right. If you were a big-time fan in the late 90s, Sergey's prime, and you were passionate about, hey, it ended poorly, And I know he took less money to go to Anaheim. All of the hard feelings with Mr. I, fine. You're probably in your 60s now, if not older. How much true passion do you have for something that happened 25 years ago?
Yeah, and that's just it. It was like, for a while, it's like, you know, Lou Whitaker not going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, the old bit. Dead. Enough. No.
After a while, you know what?
It's okay, just not time happen, out. Lou. We just had a caller hang up, and he was next. And I got to tell you what his idea is. And I think he's spot on, and I'm willing to take the slander. Ready? Mm-hmm. He was calling up to say the Lions song. Forward down the field.
That's come through the text a Can ton. Can it?
I want that song dead. That, you know what?
But it's in commercials now.
No. That song is what loser teams do. You're too good for it. No.
You got a song.
Who?
The Giants.
No one knows it. We last played it in 1930. In this town, people love that crap. That old bit needs to go. I stand by it.
Boys. Boys, I have a confession to make.
You like the song, don't you?
I like the song.
You're a loser.
Thank you.
Why don't you get a hard hat? Go to hell.
Because that means that the Lions just scored. And now,
yeah,
Mike,
yeah.
With the
remember
touchdown
all the years
play?
They were down 30 and then they'd fire up the band?
Right, but now they run, they run the touchdown play. So
they'd right, that's right up there with the Roy Williams first down. We're still down by 20.
38-13, 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Roy just got a first down.
That was my whole childhood of Lions fandom. It's first down, we're down by 20.
That's why I hate the college kids now. Watching college football, you got some idiot from Mississippi State down by 50 against Georgia, and here he is air humping after a 6-yard catch. What are we doing here?
Not a big fan of forward down the field.
No, I hate it. I've always hated it.
But guys, that means my team just scored.
We
no,
weren't
it
aware.
Doesn't because they do it after field goals.
You know what, David? Maybe we need to get one of those, a cameo from Mike for his birthday.
No, you know what
his
I don't?
His own version of forward down.
No, because here's what I don't like about it. It also features like a backing band. It's not like they hit a button and Fly Eagles Fly comes on. You have a
it's their own in-house band and
it's,
singer.
It's awful. All of it. right. It's ridiculous.
Well, at least they got rid of the toilet bowl flush. Remember whenever there was like a big play or third down?
Yeah.
And they would hit the roar, but it sounded like a toilet flushing.
It was the opposite of Penn State.
Right.
It was a... Yeah, exactly. 248-539-9797. What other old bits have to die? Where do you come in on Sergey getting his number retired? Do you feel like you're getting a little game run on you there? And yeah, we'll get to Lions stuff a little later in the day because let's face it, you Lions fans are afraid to get out of bed. You're curled up in the fetal position. Yeah, that's right. You're worried that Jaden Daniels is going to come to town and sex you up again. You let us know when you're ready to talk about your team. Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, so... Just did the Big 12 preview for Cash the Ticket. Don't bet until the 26th. All the futures and the win totals, you know, the I know Rico hates these, the conference exactas. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. This is much more fun, David, than a couple of weeks ago. Rico, Kenny, I know garbage cans is something we do associate with the Astros from their cheating days. The Tigers hit them with one the last three games. Just a complete ass-kicking as they lit a garbage can on fire and hit the Astros in the cranium with it. So, Rico, we're going to have some fun. So this was now, what, 3 weeks ago? They had lost the 12 of 13. You had asked the panic question. And I had said, look, I'm going to wait the next 10 games. They play a bunch of garbage. They played the White Sox and the Twins and the Angels. But this team is not garbage. But they did their job in the 10, going 7-3. We talked about go 6-4. Check. This series, it helps because their record against teams with a winning record, unless something's changed or I'm in outer space, was like 19-27. You swept the Astros. You did it impressively, comprehensively. Yeah, last night was a little weird, but whatever, you won. So here's the question. This is a redux if you're leaving the ballpark. Please be sober. We can't take drunk calls. So I'm glad you had fun, but we can't put you on the air lit.
Amen to that.
call a friend. But here's the question. I want to know how your opinion is different from 3 weeks ago. Good or bad. Meaning, 3 weeks ago I said, look, I'm not panicked. I'm concerned. I still think they're a playoff team. I still think they'll win a division. But I never thought they were a World Series team, and I don't now. Fast forward the 3 weeks, Rico, I kind of find myself in the same spot. I think they're a really good ball club, and they're absolutely going to win this division. But I don't feel that they're a World Series winning team. But I'd like to know where you and David, Kenny, the masses are at. I mean, we always talk about, yeah, well, they beat a bunch of garbage. No, you can't do that now. Not today. And three games doesn't make a season. And three games doesn't take you from the outhouse to the penthouse. But it does matter, right? Who you play matters. Yeah. And if we're going to sit here and roll our eyes at, oh, good, another win over the White Sox, let's pay some respect. But I want to ask the question. In actuality, how has your opinion changed, if at all? 248-539-9797. It's as wide open as it gets. Rico, to the main stage.
No, very impressive, Mike. Knocking off a first-place team, holding them to two runs the entire series. And by the time they scored the two runs today, the game was over. It was 7-0 already. So, yeah, I'm still at, I think it was DEFCON 2. I think they're a playoff team. I am concerned because I've seen what this team looks like when everything goes wrong. And it takes a while to get out of that tailspin. So, I'm hoping you don't see anything like that, but I still don't see World Series contender because, Mike, as you know, throughout the playoff run, you're going to hit that streak where you may be, you know, down two games and you got to come back and get gritty. And, you know, can they come back and win games when their backs are against the wall and Scooble's not on the mound for the next two starts? That's what I need to know. So playoff team, yes. Concerned,
still yes.
Yeah, and it's okay to say, look, I mean, there's a departure between making the playoffs and winning a World Series. Can anyone do it? Of course. We've seen it. So on a technical level, yeah, I know. I'll save you the phone call if you're out there all with your ass chapped. Yes, they can win it. They can win it. But I'm asking you today, if I asked you to put $5,000 on it, I didn't think so. That's the point. I just think they're good. But I think they have flaws. I think they are limited. And look, in the regular season, they do a great job of, outside of that one weird stretch, they play pretty clean. Yeah. And they do the little stuff. You know, it's not them throwing two wild pitches to give up two runs to start a game. It's not them walking the bases loaded, walking the run in to lose a game. They generally play pretty clean. And they let you make mistakes. So I'd love to know where everybody's at with it, because I'm not stubborn about it. It's just nothing has materially changed to get me to believe that they are a World Series caliber team. And I've already said all year for me, I do think they're trumped up a bit by playing in a god-awful American League in a god-awful division. But they're doing what good teams are supposed to do. You beat those teams. Mm-hmm. And for these three games, Rico, you said it. They beat a division leader. They beat a team that's chasing them to try to get one of the top two seeds and get the first round bye. You tip your cap, but I can't materially change how I feel over three games. I mean, if you were hitting the, not you personally, Rico, if you were hitting the panic button 3 weeks ago, no, I do think you need to change where you're at. Yeah. But there are plenty of people who think this team is going to do it. Okay, well then, where are you at from 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. I mean, you may have your 1-2 punch with Skubal and Charlie Morton going into a series. To some, they may feel confident. You know, you're seeing the good Charlie Morton.
Yeah, I
it also good, helps
bad,
when you get
good, bad.
Well, it also helps when you start them off with six runs. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, but again, I mean, I have a very bad relationship with Framber Valdez. I'll explain that later. It has nothing to no. I've never met the man. I hate his guts. So this is the Framber Valdez that I have experience with, and I don't care. He frustrates me. But I'd love to hear from the people. David, Kenny, talk to me. You know, from 3 weeks ago, where you were at, same, different, better. What does this series do for you? Because here's what this show doesn't do. We don't do referendum radio. I feel like the rest of the station, they're living and dying with every game. And that's just not how baseball works. That's an NFL mentality. But baseball, no. I try not to react to a week. Sure as hell not going to react to a series. And in the aggregate, you kind of form your opinions with the data. So I would love to know where everybody's at with it. Go ahead, fellas.
Yeah, I'm around the same. I enjoyed what they did in this series. Look, doing what you did to the Astros is great because they're a playoff team. They're going to the playoffs. They're winning their division. That right there was impressive. But what I don't have confidence in is still some of this lineup. Yesterday, 0-0 going into extras, and there were opportunities for this team to score. It's not like there weren't opportunities. There were opportunities where you, especially when McKinstry was on third with the leadoff triple, and you do not get the man home. That's a lineup problem.
David, it's like the second Skubal start in a row where yes. you had to sweat it out. He went out there and did his job, and nobody else did until late in the game.
Correct. And that's another part of my thing here is, Rico, you said it, Charlie Morton, he looks great. But the fact that we would have to rely on Charlie Morton in the playoffs is a problem for me because he may not come through in the playoffs. It just will be Skubal again and no one else. And that concerns me. And that's why I'm at number two, DEFCON 2. Really good team. Playoff, can't say World Series. Can't say it right now.
Yeah, and if you want to say World Series, say it with your chest. I don't care. I'm not telling you not to be excited about it. I just would love to know the reasons why. And again, I would just say don't base it off three games. Be pumped up. They got it done. But I still think they're hyper-limited against good pitching. They just are. And that's what scares me. And I'll tell you this. You can get this Charlie Morton, or you can get the one who's going to get rocked and give up seven earned. You can get good Mize. You can get awful Mize. You can get great Flaherty. You can get god-awful Flaherty. There's not enough in the rotation for me to depend on it.
Yeah.
I did, not in the playoffs, but in the here and now? No, look, you can't overlook the last 3 days. That was a hell of a reset for them. And I think it puts a cap on any lingering negativity where, I don't really like the way they're playing. Yeah, well, okay, now they're 10-3 their last 13, and losing 12 of 13 is a distant memory. They're up 8, 8.5 in the division. All is good on the Western front. Yeah, Kenny, where are you at with it? Or are you at the bottom of a daiquiri?
No, I'm not at the bottom of a daiquiri. I wish I was. But as a married man, let me tell you this.
Oh, Jesus. Guys been married for 10 minutes. Here you go. Lecture us all.
Let me tell you something.
As a husband.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Give you some married wisdom, Mike.
Buy a suit to get married.
No, I'm at the same place I was before. I'm at a 2. Basically, it's because you can't get, this is in the course of a long baseball season, you can't get too highs with the highs and you can't get too lows with the lows. I know that sounds like a cliche.
That sounds like a married man.
I was about to say, that sounds like deep philosophical, you know, married talk.
That's what I'm saying.
We're living in the upside down now, Rico. He's actually lecturing David behind the glass about marriage and relationships.
I thought you were saying he's actually making sense.
Yep, that too. That too.
Yeah, but no, I don't think you can get too high or too low. And there's serious problems. I agree with what David had to say about the holes in the lineup and the fact that we had Jahmy Jones leading off today. I mean, I understand he had a nice ball game. That's good for him. But it's just, you could have added a bat. I'm upset they didn't. But I don't think this team is that much different from last year's team in that if the bats go cold in the playoffs, if we have a Matt Vierling moment like we had last year where, Mike, you had the numbers, he was like, what, 3-for-21 or something like that?
3-for-1,000,000. It was bad. It might have been 3-for-34.
Sure, but it was that bad. That's the point, though, is we can see it get that bad the same way we can see it get that good the way it was earlier.
Yeah, and you know, Kenny, to your point, I mean, we talked about it Sunday Night Baseball. You had Matt Vierling leading off, or you have Jahmy Jones. The problem for me, the whole team could look different if I had last September's Parker Meadows.
Yeah.
The guy who was leading off.
Yeah.
And look, that could still return, but in the here and now, no, I'm happy they calmed everything down. For a minute there, it looked like the stove was about to light the house on fire. They calmed it all down. Did they get the benefit of the scheduling? Of course they did. 10 games against that dreck, but the 3 against the Astros kind of validates that they're back. Is that fair?
Yeah, and just how they did it, Mike. You know, yesterday wasn't easy, but they found a way to win. It was a walk-off walk. But, yeah, you held them scoreless, a first-place team. Like, this wasn't the White Sox. This wasn't the Twins. This was good pitching that you faced, and you went out there and you beat them. So you should feel good. Like, for me, I told you, my concern happened if they fell below 5 games. They flirted with that.
They did.
It was what the Vierling home run walk off, or else, they were going to drop to 4 games. But now they bounced back, and they don't look like they're pressing anymore. During that losing streak, man, everybody was trying to go up there and hit grand slams at every at bat, whether it was anybody on base or not. Now they're playing more relaxed. Now we'll see what happens. World Series team, no. Playoff team, yes. Concerns, yes.
You know what's nice, too, is I believe, unless I'm insane, yeah, so here's what you have coming up. Now, again, this is more opportunity to you get a breather. You do, heading into Labor Day weekend. You're going to get the Royals for 3, get the Athletics for 3, and you get the Royals again. That's not untenable. And then, Royals for 4. I apologize. So the bottom line is, you can keep this going and kind of ice the division out if you're going to play that way. You can give yourself that kind of lead. You'd love to see a few more days off, different things. But, ultimately, they play so many guys. I don't worry about the fatigue. It's a nice response. And I hope it calms everything down. The 7-3 against the bad, you might be able to knock it. Sweeping a good team, that's hard to do. You know, you just want to take series. They swept this team. And yes, last night, tough watch. But you'd rather get that win than, wake up from your coma on the couch to go, wait, we walked in the winning run? You've got to be kidding me. 248-539-9797. We will get with the people. We've got a football today to get to. And 5 o'clock, I have one last Lions question after listening to the morning show. And I want to know if I have a read on something. No, because I want to make sure we are giving all people and all beliefs a chance to speak.
Okay.
We'll see if I'm right. We'll do it at 5. 97.1.
All right, let's touch table on some football here. David, music, and we figure out if it's college or pro.
So I thought this would be a fun exercise here. Yahoo Sports decided to use the AI to determine the NFL records for each NFL team. They use Google Gemini. So let's going to go through each division and see if you agree with it or not. Let's start with the AFC East. Start from the bottom to the top. They have the New York Jets going 7-10, Miami Dolphins 8-9, the Patriots 9-8, and Buffalo Bills at 12-5. No surprise, maybe a surprise. The Dolphins are 8-9.
I don't think the Dolphins will win 8 games.
I think the Jets are going to be really bad.
No, there's a window for the Jets to be okay. They may lead the league in rushing attempts. They've got a 1-2 punch in Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. And defensively, they're good. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Glenn will have an influence there. It'll come down to can Justin Fields just be even a mediocre passer.
And that's what AI determined. It says it's unsure about Justin Fields, but the defense for the Jets will be good.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty spot on. And look, all offseason, New England in the AFC and Arizona in the NFC, those are my two kind of splashy upstart playoff teams.
I mean, speaking of splashy, I mean, I know it's preseason, not to get too excited, but man, does Travion Henderson look good for the Patriots right now.
And that's a great 1-2 punch with Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
Let's move over to the AFC North and see what the AI decided here with Cleveland going 5-12. The Steelers going 9-8, the Bengals 10-7, the Ravens 11-6. So they predict a very tight division here.
I think that's pretty accurate. I might have the Ravens with 12 wins. Other than that, I think it's pretty right on.
What was the Steelers again?
9-8.
Lower. I do not think that's a winning football team. I don't think Aaron Rodgers can play the sport anymore. Period. I'm not trying to, David, this isn't a ball breaker with you, brother. I don't like any of it. And I don't like Caleb Johnson. So the idea that they took this running back and that's going to be, you know, inject some life, I don't like him. I never loved him in college. I sure as hell don't love him now.
I just think their defense is going to be good enough to win 9 games.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Which is not good enough to really do anything else.
I know. I'm just going by what Mr. AI says.
That's been the last 15 years of Steeler football.
Yeah, keep a winning season streak alive and do nothing.
You're basically the Red Wings. Ken Holland runs the Steelers.
Let's move over to the AFC South. Titans 4-13, Colts 7-10, Jags 9-8, Texans 11-6.
I don't hate it.
No, the only thing I would do is I'd Jacksonville 8-9, but that's just one game difference.
Yeah, and there's upside there.
Yeah.
I still, okay, here, make fun of me. I think Travis Hunter is Odell Beckham Jr.
So you don't want him playing cornerback at
no.
all?
Right. I just, stylistically, catch radius, freakazoid athlete, not an elite route runner, but an elite separator. No one can stay near him.
The bigger question comparison, though, to me, for that team, is Liam Cohen, Sean McVay.
Yeah, and look, what he did with Baker Mayfield after Dave Canales left. Trevor Lawrence, it's bleeper, get off the potty.
Yeah.
This is it now. There can't be any other excuses. And no. I know he had a high ankle sprain last year. This is show or go. I think they'll be better than people expect. And I know Cohen's a weirdo. But the dude knows offense.
Yes.
I'm going to buy.
See what AI predicted for the AFC West here. The Raiders, 6-11. The Broncos 9-8, the Chargers 10-7, and the Chiefs 12-5.
It's a disagreement. I still believe the Chargers are winning that division.
I think the Slater injury is devastating. Alt's going to switch over, obviously, but I still think that's going to hurt them a lot. I think Harbaugh's a really good NFL coach. This is, to me, my opinion, this is a make or break it year for Herbert as far as whether he's going to be an elite quarterback or not. They had another injury, I think, to one of their wide receivers.
Who got hurt out wide?
I forget his.
Wasn't Ladd McConkey, was it?
No.
Then I don't care.
It was not.
Then it doesn't matter.
I still think that, I think the Chiefs, I still think this is their year. This is the year where this is, they know it's, this is it. And they're going to go all out.
I would gladly put a dinner wager on that. I can't take anymore. They were awful last year.
Oh, I know.
They had a horseshoe up there.
I know.
David, go ahead.
Move over to the NFC East. This is what the chat bot decided here. The Commanders, 6-11.
Wow.
The Giants, 8-9.
Whee!
The Cowboys, 10-7. And the Eagles, 11-6. Wow.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, was AI drinking with AI?
Hold on, though.
Allen Iverson?
Wait a minute. Let's build a case for a second. Okay. We just saw C.J. Stroud take a major step back last year. And the Texans, right?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you make that case for the Commanders? It's not like they have this fabulous infrastructure.
No.
They are one of the oldest teams in the league. They are. You know, there's no guarantee Debo's great. I think he'll be good in that offensive scheme. But Terry McLaurin's pissed. You don't have closure there. Brian Robinson's going to get cut or traded.
Right, I know.
And you still are going to be without Biotis or whatever, Sam Cosmi, who blew his knee out on the O-line. Mike, yes, that's probably a little aggressive.
Yes, that's all sixes.
But it is year two. The tape's out. I would expect people to react.
Right. I would say something more like nine.
But what I would do is this. I would be in shock if they finished behind the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are awful.
Oh. I agree. I think I'm not saying this to placate you. I think the Giants are going to be better than people think.
I think we'll be a poor man's Steelers. I think we'll have a top 10 defense and a bottom 10 offense. And Malik Nabers will get targeted 100,000 times.
Will Big G be at Ford Field for that game?
If he wants to be, it's his prerogative.
Okay.
NFC South, Saints 4-13, Panthers 7-10. Buccaneers 9-8, Falcons 10-7.
Disagree.
I think Tampa Bay wins that division, and I wouldn't be stunned if Tampa Bay wins the whole NFC.
I wouldn't be shocked. They're the one seed. They're loaded for bear. And offensively, they just keep insulating Baker, continue adding talent. Terrible division. If there's one other disagreement, I would tell you, I think the Panthers are interesting. I want to see how real Bryce Young's bounce back was.
Yes.
And they've added weapons. And look, man. You know, Bryce Young didn't have a great structure.
No.
Xavier Legette and Adam Thielen is your top targets. Well, now they've got Tet McMillan, and I don't know. I kind of dig it.
They're a fun team, I think. And the Saints, we all agree, are just going to be
horrific.
Yes.
NFC West, Seahawks at 7-10, Cardinals 8-9, Rams 10-7, Niners 12-5.
You know where I stand. Cardinals are my sleeper pick. I think they're going to win the West. They invested in the defense. It's the most complete team Kyler Murray's had around him. Weapons, Marvin Harrison year two, him and Kyler will get it together. That's my disagreement there. But
I think it's the best division in the end. I think it's a better division than the NFC North, actually. Because I think Arizona, I don't know if they're going to win it, but I think they're going to be better than people think. I think Seattle, year two for Mike McDonald, the defense is going to get much better. And obviously the Rams... I'm assuming Stafford's back will stay healthy, and I do think San Francisco is going to be better.
Well, let's close it out with the NFC North, and it has the Vikings at 7-10, the Bears at 9-8, the Lions at 10-7, and the Packers at 11-6.
I'm good with it.
I think the Packers are being a little bit overrated, but I think the Lions win 10 games. I think Green Bay wins 9 games. I think the Vikings win 9 games and the Bears win 8 games.
I think it's going to be a close battle.
Yes.
That's why I have such an issue with people thinking the Lions are going to win 13 games or something like that. But yeah, the Vegas over under for the Lions, 10-7.
Yeah, that's perfect.
10.5. It's right there. So I can't really yell about that.
And you know what? You can be a better team with a worse record. Just remember that.
And by the way, I guess we're not crazy because Google Gemini, the AI chatbot, says that. In part, the changes, departures, and coordinators is what creates that record for the Detroit Lions.
How dare you? But didn't you hear?
Wow.
The hires were in-house. That's turned into Brondo. It has electrolytes.
There you have it. That is your football today.
3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. We've got people who want to rap about college football. I'm going to get to you guys. Just give me a second because I kind of want to, I'll add this to the mix and you're free to comment on this as well. Can we mix in along with the SEC going to 9 games and what I think it means and where it leads to the eventual creation of this Big Ten SEC Super League breaking away from the NCAA since they've fully shown their ass, they're useless. And look, I want to know if that's ultimately what you want, or will you be more interested in that if that is what they present to you as college football? But do we have the audio of Urban Meyer? All right, so here's the deal. I'm not doing this the way Rieger did because I don't want this to be combative. I don't think it needs to be. You're never going to convince me of certain things, and I'm not going to bother convincing you. We are past that, okay? Last Friday marked the end point for me. Now, my problem isn't with what Urban Meyer said. It's when he's chosen to say it. So I'm going to play this for you. But basically, Urban believes Jim Harbaugh should be suspended by Roger Goodell. The groundwork for that was laid way back when Jim Tressel, who was with the Indianapolis Colts at the time, was suspended for the fallout of Tattoo Gate when players were selling pants for tattoos. Okay? Now, obviously, that was almost not quite 20 years ago, but close. But two, this is an interesting time for Urban to say this. So just hold, please. Let me play this audio, and then I'll explain my opinion on this. There's an elephant. Okay, so what pod is that from? So at least I can...
The triple option.
Sure. Here's my problem. Urban, where were you the last 2 years on TV? Where were you the last 2 years? Sitting up on that god-awful Big Noon show. Where were you to talk about the cheating? Where were you to say anything? Or better yet, if we want to say, okay, fine, you can't hold that against them, why don't you bring that same energy when they kick off and they're in Michigan Stadium and Dave Portnoy's sitting next to you? Go ahead and say that on TV. Otherwise, put a sock in it. I don't know what the hell the triple option pod is. I don't know if America does. But the point is, your biggest platform is the one you've chosen silence. So I don't respect you. Now, it's not about whether Harbaugh should be suspended or not. He should. In fact, the NFL has said they're not going to be a safe harbor for cheaters. But I don't expect it, nor am I wasting a second of my emotion on it. It's not even about what he says being right or wrong. Where have you been, Herbs? Where you been? Anyone with a brain, a.k.a. outside of Ann Arbor, knows what went down, knows they cheated. We didn't need the NCAA report to crystallize that. Where you been? That's my problem. If you weren't going to talk about it in real time, why are you talking about it now? Or better yet, if you're not going to talk about it this fall, because we all know what'll happen. He'll get a call from Mark Silverman, who runs Fox Sports, who's a Wolverine alumnus, and he's going to be told, if you like your job, you can't say that. Now, that's where if Herbs had pride or personal constitution, he would just say, keep your job. Roll it up nice and tight and pound it. So if you're not going to say it when it's happening, and you're not going to say it this fall, I don't need to hear you now. And it has nothing to do with the validity of what he's saying. What he's saying is right. But see, this brings me to the other point. A week after everything came down last Friday, and I said to you then, those of you who attached happiness to some mystical fantasy sportsgasm punishment that you thought Michigan was going to get, you were lost because you still believed in things like integrity and rules and accountability. Guys, the sport's a cesspool. The only difference between college football and Washington, D.C. is a football. It's all slime all the time. Both sides of the aisle, all conferences, it's all the same. So my point to you is this. You either get okay with knowing Michigan cheated, it's in writing, and anyone with a brain knows. And in the NCAA report, it said, we have everything we need to give them a multi-year postseason ban, but reasons we're not going to. If that's not okay for you, you're going to live in misery. You got to let it go. Because no one's going to do anything. Nine letters define what will or won't happen as it pertains to a Big Ten blue blood in 2025. NBC, CBS, FOX. That's it. So Urban can do whatever he wants to do, but when you have a platform on national television and you are a national championship coach, you know what? Use that platform. Or don't waste my time with one of your D-list ones. That's the problem I have in all of this. All these national types, they never want to do anything until there's 18 bullets in the body. And then they walk by, number 19. I mean, come on. Herbs, hit the dance floor again. Just get out. Now show me Big Noon Kickoff. He has that same energy. Show me he does that and he goes to war with Charles Woodson and Portnoy. Well, then you'd have actual theater on television. And before anybody gets unwound about it, hey, if you're thinking I'm going to put Urban out as some scion of integrity, I'm not. He's very similar to Harbaugh. Hell of a football coach, kind of a fraud. I'm not sorry if that hurts your feelings. It's reality. But I don't need to hear you going on a podcast and doing that when you won't use your national television platform for it. That's ridiculous. And that's, listen, I'm sure he's making an incredible living. He doesn't need the money. It is immaterial. You can love me. You can hate me. But man, I'd like to think the one thing you at least come to an agreement on is I'm honest. I just tell you how I feel. And whether it upsets you or not, I don't really worry about that. I just tell you what I feel. And I try to keep everybody to the same standard, including my bum-ass school. But man, stuff like that, that wraps up every problem I have with this industry currently. You didn't say boo. You wouldn't even break wind on this topic over the last 2 years on a national platform. You were nowhere to be found. And I'm willing to bet Kenny caught a U.S. dollar. He ain't going to say boo this fall. Then I don't need to hear this. Whether he's right, wrong, or otherwise. And is he right? Yes, he is. Because the NFL already had those statements. But again, if you're attaching your hopes to anything in this world, the right thing happening, you're lost. That's why I never thought Michigan would get hammered. All I needed was the proof that they cheated. Because then I don't have to care. So that's all. Obviously, I know you don't like Urban Meyer, and that's totally fine. Do you at least understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying it?
Yes, I completely understand why you're saying it. Because Big Noon Kickoff will be at Ohio State next week. I'm not even sure they actually bring up the Michigan thing, to be honest.
No.
I'm afraid they won't do it at all.
If the Big Ten won't even comment on it, you think Fox is?
So,
Fox,
you know,
got every Fox, CBS, and NBC got everything they wanted because of Blue Blood didn't have to pay any price. The financial fine is just proof they cheated, but it doesn't hurt them. Like, if I've got to hear any more of this dreck coming out of Ann Arbor, oh my God, the money could cause layoffs. Really? Kind of like Santa Ono was looking for a gig. You know who hired him? Larry Ellison. They'll be fine.
Yeah, so he's not going to say anything. He's just going to use that platform.
Then don't do this.
I hear you.
Second of all, here's the other thing. You know, if you're going to waste time talking about it as a former head coach with a national championship, why the hell are you focused on Harbaugh getting suspended with the Chargers? Say the quiet part out loud. NCAA had him dead to right for a 2-year bowl ban, and they chose a financial penalty instead. Meanwhile, Tressel had no idea what was going on at Ohio State with a couple players getting tattoos. The guy lost his job, his legacy, his dignity, and got a suspension in the NFL. I'm sorry, did pants for tattoos affect games? No. This affected games. But Urban doesn't tackle that. It's the ultimate in low-hanging fruit. It's silly. Who the hell's walking around today as a Buckeye, a Spartan, a Golden Domer, a Nittany Lion, or anything, and spends 10 seconds thinking about Jim Harbaugh getting suspended with the Chargers? You got to be insane. Never happening. And who cares? It means nothing. That's not a penalty that matters. All that would be is spite. That'd be Larry David with the dry scones. That doesn't do anything for what went down. So it's just, it's such a weird thing to take time on a week later. Meanwhile, he'll sit there blank-faced as Charles Woodson's waving a Michigan flag saying we got away with it, doing the helicopter. Okay? And you think I care what you say on a podcast? Come on, man. If you want to be that guy. Just say it. And it's been open season on Michigan, by the way. Sparty. No. A lot of non-Sparties have had a lot to say. It's called the rest of America. Don't look at me. We haven't talked about it since the day. I told you it's done. This Urban thing, it's me admonishing Urban. I'm not reinvestigating the misdeeds. It's been open season on Michigan football for a week. And the only guy who wrote something nice about him is also a guy who made up that people were at a game 20 years ago and somehow kept his job. It was almost mythical. So I just, you want to be that guy, Herbs? It's kind of open season. Say it. Say the good stuff. Don't waste time about Jim Harbaugh being suspended with the Chargers. Who cares? So silly. David, you're smiling. Did I say something wrong?
Not at all.
Sometimes when you look that way, it's like, did I say a potty word? And David, did David have to hit the dump button? Did I like space out there? 248-539-9797. So if you want to go after the Urban Meyer thing, go for it. But the other angle of this is the SEC playing the 9 conference games. That seems like an olive branch to get a unified playoff thing done with the Big Ten. But the next step is the Super League. So you can comment on both of those. Get a football today in the mix as well. And David, we can do, I know we can't do picks today, but there are college football games, plural, and it is Travers weekend. So I can give you, three picks plus a Travers thing. Just, it's as Kenny's family likes to call it, it'll be the whore's divorce of here football we go again. Season. What? Kenny, come on.
I'm just waiting for it. Because you know what I'm surprised? I'm actually surprised it took till the 3 o'clock hour for you to get into that.
Listen, you have.
Because I got you in the first hour with the barbershop. Yeah,
you're right.
I've said nothing about the possum stew. Nothing. We let it go. Let's continue. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.